You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. Oh. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson. Thank you so much for joining me today for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. So today I have one of my casts as part of my play that has been adapted from my book, Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt. You can get that on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or any other bookstore that sells actually books, of course, that you can be able to get a copy of that. And so this particular play is a version from the timeline of the book, not necessarily going from the timeline of my podcast, which is before the time of Princess Aminia. At any rate, so this particular cast member was cast for a role in the play. We had the date set earlier this year in 2020, but of course, everybody know 2020, what happened to that, so we had to push out the date. We also recently, decided to decided to just go ahead and do something more in the line of what's going on and for people can be able to see it virtually. So that would be announced later. This particular interview with this particular talent happened prior, and I still wanted to release it as I'm getting close to making that announcement of where people can purchase tickets and see the play version of my production, which is Molay. It went from the book Mitzrayim, a memoir, to a theatrical production, which is Moments of Love in Ancient Egypt, and then I shortened that to MOLIAE, which is basically Moments of Love in Ancient Egypt. And so for that, with respect, we're going to release that soon. But I want to be able to share a cast interview. You get to learn a lot of things. You get to connect. And I am releasing this on my other podcast show that I do that are released on Mondays, bi-monthly now. And to be able to give the audience that's following me either on that podcast show or this one an opportunity to hear another perspective of someone that overcome challenges or learn or, you know, their successes or what have you. It's good to have good conversation. It's good soul food, right? And so I hope you enjoy this interview. I have a couple of few more that I will release when we get to that time of announcing when my play will be available, that you can purchase tickets and view the play version. I am wrapping up the play. I had my ex-mentor, in a sense, advised to say I should focus on a play for this production. And that never really was my focus. It wasn't my vision when I wrote the script back in 1995. And to me, it was going to be blunt. It was bad advice. It always came to me as to do this as a movie, a feature movie. And, you know, sometimes you trust the advice and you go with it. And then you also learn in life after you go through that, I should have, trust my gut at that moment, you know. But I could take that experience of going through all that because it was very, very hard. That's another day, another time to get into that. But it was something that I wouldn't want to do that again. And then more I've looked at it going through this whole 2020 is that I should have never really listened to that advice and trusted that person to guide me in the right way, in the sense that Mitzrayim was always born to be a full feature movie, period. And that would explain all the hiccups and all the drama and all the other negativity that came around it, going the path of the play version. So at any rate, my goal is to not only wrap this up, but to move forward. And I'm going to go full stream of those that believe in helping the 360, right? The goodness of life and the message that people create in Mitzrayim, is that Mitzrayim, a memoir, my script. That's what it is. It's part of that, right? Because there are others. And my goal is to find the means or find the financial support, investors, so that dream can manifest and the message can be delivered. And that's what Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt, is. And that's what it translated into an actual, from a book to a theatrical production, Mole. And that's it. So I kind of got off on that, but maybe it's a good thing, which I'm going to replay this again. And I hope you do too. And when I'm ready to announce, I haven't really thought about what type of platform. Maybe it'll be Kickstarter. I don't know, but I'm going all stream because I have so much content. If you've been following me before, you know I got a lot of content. And this is an opportunity, if you're interested, to help my dream come to life and let Mole, which is basically my book, be the future film. And I'm going to need some strong, committed investors with the financial backing to have that vision come to life on the big screen. So at any rate, let's go ahead and get started with this interview. Let's get started. And don't forget to go to Mole, mole.com, where I have some great t-shirts, I am a king, I am a queen, and some other things, some hoodies. Check it out. Also check out the skincare line for men and women, molebeauty.com. Check it out. All right, let's get started. Thank you again for joining me for another bonus leading up to my stage play, Mole. And I have a special guest today, one another actor is a part of my production, and his first name is Eduardo Dixon, and he's coming in regarding the character Abia II. And Abia II was part of my book, Mitzrayim. He's a very good friend with King Danielle. And so Mr. Dixon is going to take over that role that's in the play. So he's one of those characters, going to be his first, this character is going to be his first time debuting on stage from the book. And he has not been introduced into the podcast series yet. So this is a big moment as well, bringing that character to life. So I want to go ahead and get started, play that role. So thank you so much for being here today.
No problem. My pleasure. My pleasure.
So let's go ahead and get started with this bonus. And so what I want to ask you, I want to know, in your current cast, like I mentioned here, in Mole of Abia II, how can you relate to the character most challenging personality relating to the story of Mole? How can you relate to the character?
Well, basically, I feel that I can relate to Abia because he is basically a person that, you know, he's very honorable. He's a person that likes excitement. He also has a high influence amongst the high-ranking officials, you know. So, I mean, if my friends, you know, if they'll tell you that I'm always around whatever is going on at any given time, I'm always, you know, knowledgeable about a lot of things and honorable, very honorable. You know, and I'm trustworthy, and I have a lot of influence amongst high-ranking individuals as well, you know.
Okay, very good. Now, what moment, and I'm glad that you, earlier when you just said about overall connecting with the character, because that, I think that's still key. As an actor, you know how you can relate to that and send that message. So thank you so much for sharing that. I want to say that. I also want to just focus on a moment. What is the moment, the play, that you're looking forward to performing on stage?
Well, for me, it's like the moment that I'm most looking forward to would be, of course, the battle amongst the kingdoms, you know, for Princess Amina. Because as a kid, it was a fantasy of mine to be in some type of war, type of warrior in action.
Yeah.
But not in real life.
Exactly.
and just to be a part of the action, it's a real thrill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is going to be one of the climax and fun part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's try to share with the listeners here the entertainment business. And when I first got it myself, oh my God, it was a big opening for me. So in the entertainment business, you know, it can be very difficult, especially as an actor, as yourself. Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay motivated? Because I like to motivate people when they want to plan and aim for their goals. And so how do you do it? How do you stay motivated, focused, and continue towards your goals that you can share with the who's listening today that might want to go into acting or into anything like that? Mm-hmm.
Well, first, I always tell myself that, you know, I had to learn preferably that anything could be difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, anything could be difficult. Mm-hmm. Going to the bus stop in the morning as a child, going to school, it can be difficult. Right. But that's only if you view it as difficult. Mm. You know, so it's whatever you believe in your mind is your is that's your true reality. Mm-hmm. And the way you perceive things determine how you feel about them. Mm. And I also understand that whatever I can dream in my mind, it also can become my reality as well. Mm. And with repetition and determination, faith, I feel you can accomplish anything you can imagine in your mind with those components.
Preach it, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Preach it, okay? I hope people are listening to this. That's what I'm saying. You can do anything when you set your mind to it. Right. And that's how you named out, especially with faith. Because in faith, it's not really by sight. Right? And you're not going to see what you're trying to accomplish yet. It's going to take a while. But if you hold on with faith and, like you're saying, overall persistent and keep going at it, it will happen. It will happen. Yep. Oh, I love it. Yep. I love it. Okay. So let me ask you this. What other phenomenal talent? Because I know when you came in audition, you have very good dictation of your tone and your presentation of the scene. That's what I noticed about you when you came in audition. Mm-hmm. What other talents you want to share with the audience that you're a part of and that you do?
Well, first, when it comes to talent, I look at myself first as a writer. Mm. Then I'm an illustrator and an entertainer of my writings.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, first it starts as the writing process, and then however it needs to be illustrated, I'll go over and beyond to do that. But my background is hip-hop. It's been, you know, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. You know, I have countless numbers of records and studio hours as well. But now at this point, I'm at the point, you know, at the reinventing point of my life to become a more so of a visual soundtrack hip-hop artist. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, just doing music for film or doing poetry for the production company that'll reflect on the pivotal points in the production that needs to be highlighted in different ways.
Mm, very good. Wow. We got to make sure we get all of your information for people that's out there that's listening. They might want to connect with you about your project, like you mentioned, and what you do. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I got a couple balls.
You got a couple? Yeah, okay, good.
It could be done as a hip-hop poetic piece or whatever, but it's just more so like a little freestyle, couple balls I put together for Mole.
Okay, good. We definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be helping out with the production. It's a bigger production, as you know, and you're going to be doing some other roles. What other role you want to kind of highlight for the audience to pay attention to when they come out to the show?
I will be definitely doing King Sipar as well, and it is definitely a pleasure for me to play that role of playing a king, because I always wanted to play a king. Yes.
Good.
And King Sipar, my man, he I can't say that I was like him because I am married, but
yeah.
he was out like a ladies' man.
He cared about his wife. Yeah,
yes,
he don't play.
Yes, that's right.
But
other than that, man, yeah, he was very protective of over his queen, which I feel that he should be.
Yeah, Queen Mammy.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience before we wrap this up?
I mean, if it's cool, I got a couple of bars. We know, you know, everything is okay. It's just freestyle, basically.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. I ride through life on the freeway on the motorcycle. A Kawasaki do 250 so nobody can stop me. See me, I stay determined to win. Since I mean that in my heart, I'm never losing again. Women, children, the men, reaching the higher heights with social media likes. Doing this interview with Mole through via Skype. Blessed with motivation and full of lyrical hype. It took only 8 bars for me to describe my life, and I'm out.
Well, thank you. You know that's the first rap for Malay, right?
Hey, we,
you
I'm know, glad.
Okay, you the first one. You just made history.
I was hoping for that.
Yeah, you know, but I never had no rap done with Malay. I love it. Thank you so much. Cool. Oh, it's been a blast. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. Everybody, please come out and see Eduardo Dixon. He's going to be awesome. He's a very talented actor and in other means as well. We're going to have his contact information. Go ahead and provide that contact information for the audience.
All right, my contact is, you can get in contact with me via email, Gmail, yiyiefd@gmail.com, or Instagram at yinard@instagram.com. Or for any kind of booking, poetry, any kind of ghostwriting or anything in that field of production, you just call me at 404-437-4312.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, the show, the stage play, this is it. It's my last time coming back to stage with Malay. I'm going to focus on filming and other type of projects with Malay. So this is the third, final time I'm coming back to stage. It's the bigger show. This is the show. You got to come out, see Mr. Dixon here to get all of his talents on stage and the other actors. You're going to find the links, the contact to actor Dixon, Mr. Dixon here, as well as links to the play. All right. Thank you. See you next time.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test. Indecent.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mooshuk pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.